Welcome to the 5 Saturdays Train to Facilitator Learning Experience. This is Dr. Dave, your facilitator. In our time together, we will discuss starting a 5 Saturdays program in your community. The topics of the 5 Saturdays program include the 5 Saturdays Value Proposition, the 5 Saturdays Leadership Support, identify your motivation for starting a 5 Saturdays program, the empathy and understanding needed to execute a 5 Saturdays program, what are needed to execute a 5 Saturdays program, the partnership to sustain the program, the expectation of the facilitator running the 5 Saturdays program, and getting the show on the road. Here are the learning objectives. At the end of this presentation, you will be able to discern if starting a 5 Saturdays program is right for you. Make a decision to start a 5 Saturdays program and launch a community learning experience. The 5 Saturdays value proposition is anchored on innovative thinking, collaborative and project-based learning, developing life skills in creative and critical thinking, effective communication skills, agility with Scrum and Kanban, empowering our future in agility and innovation. The 5 Saturdays program opened the door and introduced career-focused skills that include information technology, agile project management, lean business, and other disciplines that are important for shaping your future. The 5 Saturdays leadership team is committed to your community. 1, we provide face-to-face training for facilitators about 14 hours. 2 Saturdays is 7 hours each. 2, we mentor at your 5 Saturdays workshop. Someone attends and help your team to run your workshop. 3, we provide a certificate of completion for the Agility Facilitator and Associate Agility Team Leader. And 4, we promote your community on our website, helping you to connect and learn with other communities. Volunteering is not easy, so we would like you to identify your motivation. Take some time and identify at least 7 reasons for volunteering. What are your gifts? Are you in this for the long or short term? How can you make it sustainable in the community? Let us take a moment to do an assignment. You will need the following: a timer, some paper or a post-it notepad, a Sharpie or a pen. Click on the pause button to pause the video and perform the assignment. Now, set your timer to 10 minutes. Write down your special gifts that will benefit others. Identify 7 reasons why you're volunteering. Now check if your special gifts matches the 7 volunteer reasons. We want you to focus on the matching gifts to the 7 volunteer reasons. When you're finished, click on the play button to continue with this presentation. Empathy and understanding is key to a successful volunteer experience. Focus on the student needs. Your value is to encourage change and provide hope. This is a learning opportunity for all. Empathy and understanding will help you to connect with the people you serve. The following are the list of requirements to run a 5 Saturdays workshop. First, you need the 5 Saturdays workshop curriculum. A desire to learn and serve others. Develop a partnership with a nonprofit organization. Establish a location and facilities for the workshop. Develop empathy and understanding for a diverse population. And try to have at least 7 or more students in your workshop. There's a list of raw materials needed to run the 5 Saturdays workshop. In general, you may need lunch and snacks for the students, a room to meet consistently, computers, projector, a screen, things to write with like Sharpies, things to write on like post-it notepads, internet access, tools to inspire creativity like pipe cleaners and Legos. If you're running a technology workshop, you will need computers for the students, Alice software, Microsoft Office 365, and an agile tool. Partnerships are essential to the success of the Five Saturdays Workshop. We encourage you to connect with a nonprofit organization that you have an existing affiliation. Partner with a community outreach team. Run the workshop at the nonprofit location. Co-brand a workshop with the nonprofit organization. Make it about them and not you. But also remember, develop realistic expectations for the partnership. The expectation of the facilitator is to be a servant leader. Practice collaborative and project-based learning. We want you to work in a team of 2 to 5 facilitators for support. Advocate for empowering students via innovation and agility. Create a vision to guide the program. Work with your nonprofit partner to recruit students. Define achievable goals. Determine what success looks like. Make the experience about the students. Now ask yourself these 3 questions. How will you deliver this program? How will you make it sustainable? And how will you measure success? Thank you for setting aside time to enrich your community and life. Until next time, continue to share joy, wisdom, and good fortune.